Golf Smarter number 454 for the week of September 16, published on September 12, 2014, is brought to you by our Golfers Mart. What you're about to hear is 15 minutes of my conversation with Donald Crawley, Director of Instruction at the Boulders Golf Academy in Carefree, Arizona. Since 1996, Donald's regularly been named one of the top 100 teachers in America by Golf Magazine and was also named Best Teacher in Arizona by Golf Digest. He's helped thousands of students with his golf simplified teaching method, which makes him the perfect instructor for Golf Smarter. But in the complete, unedited, members-only episode, Donald and I speak for almost an hour. We discuss more than just the mechanics. We talk about strategy, course management, getting back to basics, Bubba, Tiger, and a whole lot more. To hear the entire show, you can be part of our global community of golfers who've joined Golf Smarter for members only. These listeners receive a complete, unedited episode every week. They have access to our entire archives and gain access to exclusive discounts like the one we're featuring right now for Game Golf. But if you're not sure about a membership just yet, do yourself a favor and get this members-only episode right now for only $1.99 in our Golfers Mart at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Golf Simplified with Director of Instruction for the Boulders, Donald Crawley.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Donald.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me on the show today.
Great to be with you, Fred.
Tell me, you're down at the Boulders in one of my favorite, not necessarily my favorite cities, but my favorite name for a city, Carefree, Arizona.
It's a great place. Just right at the very north end of Scottsdale, 40 minutes from the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. So we're in Arizona. It's in what we call the desert foothills, 23 feet elevation, breeze blowing through, always sunshine. It's a great place.
Scottsdale is golf mecca.
Yeah, it is. Boy, we've got so many golf courses at one time. I think the last count is 188 golf courses in this, what we call in our county, in a very, very small area. So there's lots of golf to be had.
There's a lot of golf to be had. And I have played at a number of the courses, not all of them, down in the Scottsdale area, and was down at the Boulders in the spring this year and just loved playing there. It was a fun track.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've got two golf courses. They were built in 1984 and 1985. Jay Moorish designed, who was the old partner with Tom Weisskopf, designed golf courses together. Very good. Desert golf, target golf, they call it. But the north course plays quite differently than the south course. The south course gets all the publicity because it's all the beautiful 3-million-year-old boulders, and you're hitting off of tees, elevation. And it's really quite pretty. The north course is challenging in a different way. A lot of dog legs and little elevation change. So it's really quite fun. I enjoy both courses.
I got a chance to play the south course, and I was just on fire. It was the third round in 3 days that my friends and I had played, and we came out to the south course. We warmed up early in the morning, and I just lit it up. I had a great round. I broke 80, which is, at the time, well, it still is. It's rare for me to break 80.
Good for you. That's a good start. That golf course, the south course, is a little shorter, but it's narrow. You must
right.
be a straight hitter to break 80 out of that.
I was that day.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I was that day. But the views of the course, it's unlike other courses in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, because you are up in the foothills. These boulders that surround the course are really dramatic and kind of distracting.
It's quite amazing. I've had a couple of funny comments. People says, "Well, how did you truck in those boulders?" And I just laughed. They were half serious. I says, "No," I said, "believe it or not, the geologists tell you it's like 30 million years ago, this was the bottom of an ocean, and these granite rock croppings of just from the bottom of the floor of the ocean. And of course, all the sand around it's got washed away, which has left this sandy, dooney kind of golf course around these dramatic boulders.
You'd wonder why, because, you know, golf course architects are notorious for moving things around and changing things. But this one, Moorish definitely had to work around the topography that was there.
Yeah, and you play through some rocks and definitely down some ravines and around, particularly on number one. I mean, if you remember the first hole, it's dramatic. It's a very, very narrow tee shot, and you hit to a plateau, and then you're going downhill to a very narrow chute, and then one of the boulders rock cropping is sitting right behind the first green, and then people just stop and hold up play and start taking photos. So it's really spectacular.
Thank you for reminding me. I do remember that first hole, and I think it's because we started early. I didn't want to take out the driver, and I hit my forewood right in the middle of the fairway and was just so that downhill shot. I bogeyed the hole because of a three putt. I made it onto the green.
You did a very wise thing, you know, to drive the ball straighter. The first thing what I call a weekend golfer or a traveling recreational golfer can do is to hit a wood with more loft. So what you did, whether you did it consciously or subconsciously, you weren't warmed up. When you take that forward with about 18, 20 degrees of loft, you've given yourself a better chance of driving the ball in the fairway. And that's one of the strategic points that the amateur recreational golfer should consider unless they're a very straight driver of the ball.
Why is it so much easier to hit the ball straight with the forewood than with the driver?
Let's say a driver on average is 10.5 degrees of loft. So your contact point on the back of a golf ball is pretty much on the equator, meaning a 10-degree driver is going to be hitting right in the back of the ball, which minimizes the backspin. That's one reason drivers are going farther, because we want the trajectory to be high but have no spin on the ball, rather like a knuckleball from baseball. But if the face is open or closed, you're going to impart side spin on the ball, and the ball's going to slice or hook dramatically. But when you use a 20-degree lofted club, you're hitting underneath the equator. You're getting a little bit more backspin, which counteracts the side spin, which is why even the great players like Tiger Woods will sometimes drive with his 5-wood, hit what we call his stinger, and he hits the thing much straighter. Phil Mickelson is driving with a 13-degree club. He's driving with more loft, so that you can hit it straighter.
Not being a teacher, but by getting the opportunity to talk to a lot of teachers, I think one of the things that I've learned most important about how to improve my game was this quest for consistency. I think there needs to be a mindset shift on how do you deal with adversity? Because nobody, and with anyone who watches the tour, consistency is elusive at best.
And, no, you're absolutely right.
And you're going to get yourself right in trouble more often than not. The key is, how do you deal with that trouble?
Great thing. I mean, for the quote I used just the other day in a lesson is the consistency story. Kevin Sutherland, Champions Tour player, shot 59 on the senior tour sometime this year. In his first round, he shot 59. You know what he shot in his second round? 74.
That's golf.
15 strokes worse in one round. We're talking a world-class player. On the same golf course. Same guy, one day later with more experience, and he shot 15 strokes worse. So that, I think, is a good story. I'll always remember. It's, you know, can't always be consistent. But you're right, Bob. What can you do to handle adversity? Adversity is really learning to control your mishits. And that's a physical thing and an emotional thing. So, for example, I go out and I whack it out of bounds, or I whack it out and I hit a crummy shot. Okay, so now there's a couple of choices I've got. One, I could get mad I could get frustrated, or worse, which a lot of people listening to this would be doing this, would start to beat themselves up. Oh, I'm such a terrible driver. I am hopeless. I'm no good. And they get into this negative self-talk, and before you know it, you dig yourself a big hole and you fall in it. Where the champion mind is to say, darn it, just hook it. Never mind, I'm going to reach to it. I'm going to drive this one down the fairway, knock it on the green, make a birdie with my second ball, and end up making a bogey. So there's a mindset involved in how you play the game. Very important.
So then it doesn't matter if we're playing a resort course that has wide open fairways or the local or your country club, which the fairways are much narrower, and that's mainly the difference, right, between country club and resort courses is how wide the fairways are, I would think.
I think, Fred, it depends where you go, but I hear what you're saying. I think as a rule of thumb, if you're playing a narrow golf course, so here the bowlers, the south course is narrower than the north course, I do not hit a driver on the south course until hole number 8.
Wow.
And the reason is number 1 is narrow. Fred, you did a wise thing, as I've mentioned, you hit it forward. I hit a fairway wood off the first tee. Get it in the fairway. Hole number 2 is a par 3. Hole number 3 is a dogleg to the right. If I hit my driver, I drive it through the fairway. So again, I hit a fairway wood. Hole number 4, I should hit driver. So I'm sort of on the fence between driver and fairway wood. Number 5 is a split fairway. You can take the gamble and hit the driver, or you could hit the fairway wood hybrid on the right side of the fairway. It's like we call a split fairway. Number 6 is a short par 4. You don't need a driver. Number 7 is a par 3, and then number 8 is the first one where the fairways opens up and it's a long par 4. I need to hit driver so I can get home in 2. So the strategy of the golf, the strategy of the game fits into what the golf course is giving me.
So interesting.
So I don't know if the listeners here, because they've never played the course, I hope you get to come out here and play. I hope I get a chance to help you with your golf game. What I do a lot is what I call a quick fix before you play golf. So if I see Fred and says, look, I don't have time to work on my game, you know, I'm a busy guy, but help me. Then I'll give you what I call a quick fix or an hour lesson to say, Fred, here's your tendencies. Here, this is one or two things you could do right now without having to reinvent the wheel, and you can control your golf ball better. So I improve the impact. I improve your ball flight without having to wrap your head around too many things. So that's the first step. Let's give you a quick fix on your mechanics. But then when we play golf, I want you thinking correctly, and I want you making good decisions, good strategic decisions, playing the percentage game, meaning give yourself a chance to succeed. Don't try and thread that ball through a 2-inch hole through the trees when you could be pitching it over the trees and on the green and saving yourself a stroke.
Well, we have our number one rule here. Never follow a bad shot with a stupid shot.
That's so true. Or an angry shot, which is usually happening, or an angry hole.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I definitely want to be able to play the boulders again because I did succeed in the South course. I had a good round, but it was the first time. And I want to, now that I kind of have a sense of how to play that course, I want to go back and try it again.
Yeah, exactly. And then... you know, one of the things that I stress is, I'll get a plug in here, my website is called Golf Simplified.
Oh, so I wasn't going to let you leave without discussing Golf Simplified. I wanted to go there next.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Well, let's move in there, because that's what I teach the other instructors here at the Boulders with me. I teach them Golf Simplified. I'm doing a seminar for PGA professionals, Golf Simplified. Now, that's my, little title to it. That's a way to describe it, but boy, for myself included, I'm ready to play a PGA tournament. I've got to simplify my thought process so that I give myself a chance to succeed and play better. Not a matter of how much you think about it. It's a matter of what you think about, and the correct thoughts.
So then Golf Simplified for you, to kind of summarize that, but that is the name of your school, that is the name of your website, correct? GolfSimplified.com?
GolfSimplified.com.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll send people there. I hope you'll come back on the show sometime. I've really enjoyed, I've learned a tremendous amount and enjoyed speaking to you. Will you come back sometime?
Sure. It would be my pleasure, Fred. Thank you for having me. And golf, everyone listening, Golf Smarter, Golf Simplified, come and visit me at the Boulders and keep listening to Fred's podcast. It's good stuff, and I hope I get another opportunity to chat you a little bit more.
There are a handful of instructors that we have back again and again, and I hope he becomes one of them. I think he's great, and I think he understands what we're trying to do, and we understand what he's trying to do. So hopefully we'll hear from him a lot. Just wanted to put out another reminder about Game Golf. Even though the price has recently been dropped to $199 here in the U.S., Golf Smarter members still have till October 1st to receive an additional discount with the checkout code. To hear more about Game Golf and the exclusive discount, listen to my two conversations with CEO John McGuire on episodes number 450 and 451. And if that's not enough, there are two videos that I've done about Game Golf on our YouTube channel, Golf Smarter TV. They are at, you can go to YouTube or you can just get them at golfsmarter.com. One video is my round with John, and then another one is my personal introduction, review, and instructions on how simple and valuable Game Golf can be for your game. Maybe that's why Lee Westwood, Graham McDowell, Jim Furyk, the Golf Channel, PGA of America have all invested in the company. That's got to tell you something, right? Remember, though, Golf Smarter is the only place on the planet or in the cloud that you can find this additional discount. That's why we have to keep it private and make it only available to the members. If you'd like a simple way to hear our free episodes on your mobile device without having to sync to iTunes, I now highly recommend that you look into SoundCloud.com and their free app. It's wonderful and it's easy. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarter.com.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.